Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Gavin and Mason. Hey, guys, they sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And don't forget to smash the follow button so that you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Seven, eight, nine, ten, ready or not, here I come, shouted Mason. Mason and Gavin were both playing hide and seek, and they love to play this all the time. Do you like playing hide and seek as much as me? It's impossible because I love hide and seek so very much. I play it almost every day with my family. Well, Gavin was a very good hider, and Mason was searching everywhere. Oh my goodness, Gavin, where did you go? Mason whispered to himself. He had checked the garage and checked behind the bushes, checked all the normal places that Gavin normally hides, but this time, Gavin had found a new spot. Oh, he's never going to find me up here. This is such a perfect spot. Gavin had climbed up a tree and was hiding in some of the branches. All right, Gavin, I give up. Where are you? Come on out, Mason shouted. He had spent the past 15 minutes looking for Gavin, but no luck. Ha-ha! I was up here! As Gavin jumped down from the tree. What? How did you get up there? Said Mason. Oh, well, I'm just not going to tell you, said Gavin. Okay, well, wait a second. Look at that. Mason and Gavin had never really spent much time over by this tree that Gavin had just climbed, and behind it, there was something different. Look at that. It's like the grass just stops growing right here, and it makes that mark in the ground. It was super weird. They had really nice green grass, but in this spot behind the tree, there was like a dead spot of grass that formed like an X. There wasn't any grass growing in that X. It was very strange, and it looked like the grass had never grown there. Mason, like, who put this X? Did you do this? No, I really didn't, said Mason. If you didn't, and I didn't, this must have been here, like, for years and years and years. There's got to be something under here stopping the grass from growing right there. And I wonder why it would be in the shape of an X. They both looked at each other, remembering what an X always symbolizes. Do you know what an X? If you were to find an X on the ground, what would you do? Would you draw like a Y and a Z by it? No, not the alphabet. Not that kind of X. Like an X marks the spot. Like a treasure. Did they just find a treasure? Oh my goodness. Mason and Gavin didn't even have to speak a word. They ran to their garage to get some shovels. They had some really nice shovels, and they started to dig as fast as they could. With each scoop, they got deeper and deeper. Their excitement grew bigger and bigger. What do you think is under here, Gavin? This is going to be insane! I know, Mason! I can't even believe it. And all of a sudden, there was a big clink. Gavin, did your shovel just hit something? Yes, wait, don't move. Gavin gently brushed the dirt aside, and there it was, a giant metal treasure chest. Ah, they grabbed on the handles and pulled it out of the dirt. It was really heavy, and they finally got it out. We did it. We really found some kind of buried treasure here. This is totally insane. Mason was like pulling on his hair. He had lost his mind. This was unbelievable. Are we dreaming, Gavin? Is this for real? He said. Mason, I know we're not dreaming because this is insane. They carried the treasure box out of the hole and plopped it onto the grass.
Wow, this thing's got to be like 1,000 years old, said Gavin.
All right, how do we get in there? That lock looks really hard to break. Let's go back to the garage and see if we can find like a hammer or something to chop it off. Mason and Gavin both ran to the garage. And unfortunately, something bad was about to happen.
Hey, boss. I think you want to see this.
What are you talking about, purple ninjas?
Well, we've been spying, and we found two boys that I think they just found some treasure.
What? Treasure? Oh, let me see.
Dr. Stinky Breath grabbed the binoculars. They were floating in the blimp high up above, spying on everybody.
Oh, yes, that looks like a beautiful treasure chest. I want it. I need it. Right now. Go.
The purple ninjas jumped out of the blimp with their parachutes and glided all the way down, attached rope onto the chest, and tried to pick it up, but it was too heavy. So they had to do something really quick because I think Mason and Gavin were going to get back any second. They quickly carried it over to a river, threw it on a boat, and off they sailed. Mason and Gavin got back and...
Ah! Where'd the treasure chest go, Gavin? Did you move it?
Mason couldn't believe it.
No, it wasn't me, said Gavin.
They both looked around, but the only thing they could see was a trail of mud dragging through the grass.
Someone stole it. Look!
They chased as fast as they could this mud trail in the grass that led all the way to a river, and there they were.
It's the purple ninjas!
They could see in the distance the purple ninjas on a ship that was sailing out to sea.
With their treasure chest! Ugh! How do we let this happen? This is terrible!
All right, Gavin, you know what this means, right?
Yes, I do. We gotta call our crew.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that Mason and Gavin, they have friends that are real pirates. Like, not the mean kind of pirates, but like silly, nice ones. Hey guys, we need your help. We just found a treasure chest and some bad guys, the purple ninjas, they just stole it. Can you meet us out at the beach?
Arr, of course we can.
Mason and Gavin ran to the beach as fast as they could, and the pirates were already there.
All right, boys, hop on. We gotta go get that treasure.
Mason and Gavin hoisted the sails, and off the pirates chased the purple ninjas. It was not even much of a race. The purple ninjas were in a very slow boat. The pirate ship overtook it very quickly.
Arr, purple ninjas, hand over the treasure chest.
There's no way that we're gonna do that. Our boss, he's right up there in that blimp.
Arr, well, he's way up there and you're way down here. Hand it over.
The purple ninjas looked at each other. They were scared.
And immediately, they jumped into the ocean, abandoning their ship and the treasure chest.
Arr, looks like we got your treasure back, boys.
Mason and Gavin were so excited, and they spent the rest of the day sharing their treasure with their pirate friends. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Chloe from Pennsylvania, Mateo and Miguel from Danville, Pennsylvania,
Hirav from Dubai, Finn from Camden, South Carolina, Jeremy and Juliet from Brooklyn, New York, Xander from Ohio, and Caleb from Texas. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!